other people, will you too?
Have you ever wondered why you're here? Have you ever wondered at all thousands, millions of young people your age take this to school? Probably your school has what, 500, 700 pupils maybe? And maybe just a handful are actually going to church today. Most will be just doing their own thing or something with the family. And not probably even aware of God. Probably they don't, in their own way, know what Sunday means anymore. For the Christian, of course, it means Sunday every day. But God allows these terms because the world doesn't believe. And have you ever wondered why, out of all the thousands and thousands and distant friends that you know, here you are today, sitting here, wondering what this is all about? Wondering, why on earth am I here? I could be doing something else. I could be out enjoying myself today down at the sea, swimming, maybe playing cricket, or going for a walk. You could do a number of things. But here you are for a few hours in the week, in this place, worshipping God. How strange, isn't it? Sounds very odd. It's ridiculous, isn't it? But you know, that is how God works. God works in things that look strange and ridiculous. And to maybe some of you, going to church looks strange and ridiculous, and probably you keep that one quiet. You don't let many of your friends know what you are doing Sunday morning. Or if they do find out, your reply is, oh, I had to go. If I had my own way, I wouldn't bother. But you know, that's how God works, you see. God works with us and uses others to try and help us and encourage us. And the reason he's doing that with you is because one day your eyes are going to be opened. One day you're going to wake up and suddenly you will begin to see why God was doing what he was doing. Because he's working away there to get you to that place where you're going to begin to appreciate and understand why your mother, your father, was getting you, encouraging you to come along week after week. And you're going to begin to see that God doesn't think like human beings. God doesn't think like you do. God doesn't think like the family does, or grandma or grandpa or whatever it is. He thinks far, far bigger, greater in his thinking. And it takes us a time to understand his thinking. And the only way you can understand God's thinking and his heart towards you is that he opens your eyes. You may be at the moment walking spiritually blindfolded. But one day, those blinds, that blindfold is going to be removed. And then you will begin to see. And the wonderful thing about a Christian is that you see like an eagle. You all know what an eagle looks like, don't you? I think they've been having a program this week on television on the golden eagle, that there's a pair nesting and so on. Interesting bird, the eagle. It's a bird of prey. And did you know that farmers, with their young lambs now, lambing, have to keep real watch in certain areas, particularly up in Scotland, they have to keep real watch on the lambs. Do you know why? Because an eagle can actually take a lamb, a little baby lamb, as prey. But an eagle is an interesting bird. An eagle is the only bird that can fly all storms and all weathers. Many other birds, when it gets really rough, the weather, have to go and get refuge. They have to hide from the storms. But an eagle doesn't. an eagle can ride above it. And you watch its wing power. It can surge and it can move over those storms, over those thermals. And the second thing about an eagle is it flies very, very high. And that height gives that bird power to be able to see, unlike any other birds. See, the higher you go, the more you can see. And therefore, because that bird flies so high, it's able to see from a far distance, and it can see its prey. Whereas other birds, praying birds, can only go so high, their sight is restricted. But the eagle can go even higher. So the eagle can see better than any bird. And that is what God does with us when we become Christians. He causes and helps us to see better than what your friends, people at school, people your age can see. Now, isn't it wonderful that God wants us to see in order that we would not be ignorant, blind, like so many are? That seeing is going to give us a knowledge, an understanding, not of the world's ways, but of God's ways. That, to me, is wonderful. Who wants to be blind? Who wants to remain ignorant? Who wants to remain in those conditions? Only a fool would say that. And that is why God, in his love and mercy over your lives, is bringing you here week after week. And one day, you will see God's wisdom.